This is Radio Norway.
Now follows a special transmission for our English-speaking listeners on the occasion of the Nobel Peace Prize award ceremony in Oslo. Norway calling. In the presence of His Majesty King Olaf and Crown Prince Harald, the Nobel Peace Prizes for 1962 and 1963 were formally handed over today in the University Aula of Oslo. The Swedish engineer and inventor Alfred Nobel entrusted 60 years ago to the Norwegian National Assembly the right to award his Peace Prize quite apart from the other prizes for scientific and literary endeavor, which are given by the Swedish Academy. The National Assembly of Norway, the Storting, selects the Nobel Committee, a body of eminent Norwegians, and the committee's choice of candidate is final and irrevocable. Last year, no candidate was decided upon, and the prize money was held over for this year's award, so that today both the 1962 and 1963 prizes were awarded, respectively, to the American professor Linus Pauling, incidentally a recipient of an earlier Nobel Prize for chemistry, and to the International Red Cross organizations. The scene in the University Aula, Oslo, at this award ceremony is always an impressive sight. A full orchestra playing in this beautiful university hall, decorated by the genius of Norwegian painting Edvard Munch, and the prize winners honored by the presence of the foremost people of the land, headed by His Majesty the King. The government members, members of the National Assembly, the diplomatic corps, in row upon row, facing the rostrum. The chairman of the Norwegian Nobel Committee, Mr. Gunnar Jahn, in his introductory speech and oration in honor of the 1962 prize winner, Dr. Linus Pauling, reminded the audience of Albert Einstein's words in 1945, after the atomic bombs had wrought their destruction on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The time has come now when man must give up war. It is no longer rational to solve international problems by resorting to war. In accordance with the principles of justice, we must develop international law, strengthen the United Nations, and have peace in the world from now on. At the time, few people heeded these words of Albert Einstein, Mr. Jahn said. One man, however, never forgot them, he went on. The man we welcome amongst us today the man whose Putin's Nobel Committee has selected for the award of the Peace Prize, Linus Carl Pauling, who ever since 1946 has campaigned ceaselessly not against nuclear weapon tests, not only against the spread of these armaments, not only against their very use, but against all warfare as a means of solving international conflicts. The chairman of the Nobel Committee listed Professor Pauling's outstanding achievements in his scientific career and the various actions and appeals in the course of peace. In his opinion, by enlisting forces like these, it will be possible to build a world community in which the actions of all nations will be subject to just supervision and control. Through the medium of international law and justice, Mr. Yan said. In conclusion, Mr. Yan said in his oration, it is Linus Pauling's highly ethical attitude to life, the deepest driving force within him, that drew him into the fight against nuclear weapons. Through his campaign, Linus Pauling has manifested the ethical responsibility which science, in his opinion, bears for the sake of mankind today and in the future. The scientist's urge to wrest her secrets from nature is one Linus Pauling could never root out. As long as the world exists, there will be bold, adventurous minds taking up the challenge of nature, and new thrusts will be made always towards unknown goals. Should he, through his tireless efforts, have contributed, if only a little, to restoring to science its ideals, then Linus Pauling's campaign would in itself have been of such value that we living today cannot even appreciate the full extent of the debt we owe him. Then the prize winner, Dr. Linus Pauling, was called on to the rostrum. Here is the reaction of the audience when he faced the packed aula together with the chairman, Mr. Yan.
Committee to hand over to you this medal and the diploma.
Then the Red Cross Prize winners. Here the oration was given by the former President and Speaker of the Norwegian National Assembly, C.J. Hambro.
The Nobel Committee of the Norwegian Storting has decided to divide the Peace Prize for 1963 between the two sister organizations of the Red Cross, the International Committee and the League of Red Cross Societies, and in itself it's highly appropriate that such a decision should be taken this year, because 1963 marks the centennial of the Red Cross, and that it should have been possible to institute the Red Cross and to start its work in 1963 is one of the great miracles in human history. It was after the French, Sardinian, Italian, Austrian War, and on the background of the most sanguinary battles in the history of Europe, that the idea of the Red Cross originated.
Mr. Hambrough listed the great work done by the Red Cross in the 100 years of its existence, and in conclusion, he said.
And then Nobel had given to the Norwegian Parliament and its Nobel Committee the authority to distribute the Nobel Peace Prizes. The first man who was given that prize was Henri Dunant. And it is in the spirit of what happened in 1901 that this year the Nobel Committee of the Norwegian Parliament has divided the Peace Prize between the two sister organizations to which we all owe so much. And we have no doubt that it will be used for the most beautiful purposes by the members of the committee in Geneva and by the leaders of the International Red Cross Societies.
When the Peace Prize for 1963 was received by the two Red Cross representatives, Dr. John McCauley, president of the Red Cross League, and the Swiss lawyer, Leopold Boissier, representing the International Red Cross Committee. After speeches of thanks by the prize winners, the Nobel Peace Prize award ceremony today in the University Aula of Oslo was concluded by the Radio Orchestra of Radio Norway.
You've listened to a special program from Radio Norway for our English-speaking listeners everywhere. We'll be back with our weekly program in English, Norway this week, next Sunday. Goodbye.